Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is, as I mentioned before, the 15th of June 2022, 16th of 75782, and it is National Smile Power Day today. Psychologists explain that even if you have to force a smile, the very act of turning your lips upwards can trick your brain into releasing certain feel-good hormones, including dopamine and serotonin. We wanted to talk about smiling. We've spoke to a psychologist earlier, Dan Hollander from Cape Town. He gave us a bit of a psychological impact on smiling, but there is so much more to it. Kim Robertson-Smith is the Chief Executive Officer at the Smile Foundation in South Africa. If anybody knows the value of a smile, they do. Because that is their mission. Really, in essence, making one South African smile at a time. Kim, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning to you and your listeners.
So it's such a fascinating thing because your whole focus is helping people smile, really.
Absolutely. And not only the children do we help smile, but their parents and extended families as well. So at Smile Foundation, we just love making people smile.
So tell us what you do.
So we help the government hospitals. We work in 13 different government hospitals all around the country, and we assist them with getting rid of their backlog of children who have craniofacial abnormalities. So they could have cleft lip and palate, they could have Mobius syndrome, which is where the child can't smile, they can have abnormal ears or abnormal skulls, or the child could have been burned. And what we do is we then go in and assist the hospital. And we assist the parents with psychological help to get through this. Because you can imagine you're born with a beautiful baby with 10 fingers and 10 toes and an abnormal mouth. And you don't know what to do when you're living in an informal settlement or in the poorer areas. So you're then sitting with this baby and you've no idea what to do, what comes next. So when we find out from the hospitals that there is a child born with a cleft, we send in one of our cleft moms. So we have a project of Smile called Cleft Moms, and these are moms who have had cleft children, and they've wanted to stay involved as volunteers.
Amazing.
So they then go and help these kids and take them cleft bottles, which are special bottles, so they can suck. And the child then we get them put onto a list so they can have these surgeries as quickly as possible. So they can go on and live the life they were intended to live.
Absolutely incredible. And what I love about this is that people that have been assisted are getting involved and giving back in the way that they are able to do so.
Absolutely. So we have two projects of Smile. One is the Cleft Wings, as I said, and the other one is called You Matter. And that is a new project that we're getting involved in, and that is to do with burns. So because of all the legal connections, electrical connections, and more and more kids are getting their hands burned and getting burned. So we are assisting them with actually getting functionality back in their hands. So that is the U-Matter project. And believe me, when kids can use their hands and use their mouth to smile,
absolutely,
everybody, including their family, smile.
It's incredible. How long has the Smile Foundation been around?
So Smile Foundation has been around for 22 years. We started in the year 2000. With the assistance of then President Nelson Mandela and our executive director, Mark Lubner.
Right. It's really just incredible. Do you have any sense of how many people you've helped over that time?
Well, we've helped 4,000 children in 21 years. And then if you add the number of parents that we've assisted with, psychological care and the speech therapists and dietitians and everything that goes along with it, we've helped a lot of people.
Absolutely incredible. It's just phenomenal. And the demand, obviously, is unfortunately not diminishing.
It's not. And especially COVID affected us really badly because we weren't able to go in and do these surgeries. So we have a lot of kids who are quite a bit older now. So the ideal time to have your surgery is when you're 3 months old, the first surgery. And then the second surgery at 6 months and the third surgery after a year. And the problem is a lot of the kids are now 1 year and older. So they're starting to talk, but because they don't have a palate, they battle to talk.
Of course, it must impact on them tremendously. Just incredible, incredible work. If we want to find out more about the Smile Foundation, how do we do that?
you can go to smilefoundationsa.co.za. And we're putting out an appeal at the moment for on Instagram. Please go and like our page on Instagram, Smile Foundation SA, because we're trying to get verified and we need 10,000 likes to get verified. So please assist us with that.
Certainly, I will go and do my bit, and I hope our listeners will as well. Kim Robertson-Smith, Chief Executive Officer at the Smile Foundation, talking to us about Smile, the magical work that they do, and how they change lives.